Welcome to Searching the Scriptures, brought to you by the Church of Christ that meets at Wasilla. We are located at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogart Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our phone number is 373-5773, and our website is churchofchristwasilla.com. Come and study God's Word with us. We meet at 10 a.m. for Bible study, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for services, and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. Each week, we'll endeavor to help you grow by searching the Scriptures. 2 Peter 3:18 reads, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Please take out your Bibles and search the Scriptures with us this morning.
Welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Wendell Fikes, and we're encouraged by your interest in examining and searching the Scriptures with us each Lord's Day. Today's lesson is entitled, "It is Finished." Open your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 19, and we'll begin reading in verse 25. "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to that disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, said, 'I thirst.' Now a vessel of sour wine vinegar was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with the vinegar, put it on a hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." John chapter 19, verses 25 through 30. Note in verse 30, this short three-word statement, "It is finished." And then Jesus died. With this, his last utterance on the cross, truly salvation had come down from heaven. Observe verse 34 in this connection. While Jesus was hanging on the old rugged cross and was dead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. Verse 34. It is finished. Jesus had accomplished on the earth the work the Father gave him to do. He said, "I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do." John chapter 17 and verse 4. "It is finished" is one of the most comprehensive and profound statements recorded in Scripture. The Son of God's life on earth and his death on the cross between two thieves fulfilled hundreds of Old Testament prophecies. The blood of the Lamb of God had erased the sins of all mankind from Adam to the cross to the end of time. His blood and the sacrifice of his body on the cross did what animal sacrifices and animal blood could never do. The blood of Christ did what animal blood and animal sacrifices for the past 4,000 years never did or could never do. In those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. Christ gave his blood and offered his blood one time for all time for all people. The Hebrews writer said, he has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 27 from the English Standard Version. It is finished. No more animal sacrifices and the shedding of animal blood. The blood of Jesus reached backward from the cross to erase all sins of all men. His blood reached forward from the cross to forgive and save all who would and will seek him till he comes again and the world is no more. It is finished. The blood of the Lamb of God, offered one time for all men before and after the cross for all time. Christ's blood reaches to me and to you. Jesus gave his life a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. The scriptures say, in him, Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Jesus put away sin by his sacrifice. He has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 26. Jesus will come again, apart from sin, to carry home to heaven those who have been washed in his blood. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28. It is finished. No more sacrifices and offerings of animals. It is finished. Jesus paid the price of sin with his own blood. The Son of God's life on earth was ended. He gave up his spirit. Verse 30. Jesus died for all. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8. It is finished. He gave up his spirit. He died. They took his body to the grave. His precious, thorn-pierced head and mutilated body with blood and water oozing from the gash by a Roman soldier's spear was taken down from the cross by a secret disciple named Joseph of Arimathea. Joseph and Nicodemus anointed the body of Jesus with a mixture of myrrh and aloes and bound it with strips of linen with spices for burial in Joseph's new tomb. John chapter 19, verses 1 through 41. The soul of Jesus went to paradise. Jesus said to the thief on the cross beside him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Luke chapter 23 and verse 43. It is finished. His redemptive work was completed. Many prophetic utterances predicting the coming Redeemer recorded in the Old Testament Scriptures were fulfilled when the Christ died on the cross and said, "It is finished." Observe some of these prophecies. God's promise to Abraham was fulfilled. "And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. The promise was fulfilled in Christ through Abraham's seed. The Apostle Paul explained how the promise made to Abraham was fulfilled in Christ. "Brethren, I speak in a manner of men. Though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. Now to Abraham and his seed," singular, "were the promises made." He does not say, "and to seeds," as of many, but as of one, "and to your seed, who is Christ." Galatians chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. It is finished. The promise that Abraham's seed, Christ, would bless all nations. Salvation through the blood of Christ, Abraham's seed, was now made available on conditions of obedience when Jesus died on the cross. Paul declared to the churches of the region of Galatia, "All are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You are because you were." All you Galatians are presently, right this moment, children of God, saved from your past sins because you were baptized into Christ, that promised seed. Continue to read in verse 28 how the apostle connects salvation in Christ with the seed of Abraham. "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. It is finished. Saved by the blood of Jesus, blessed through Abraham's seed, and now heirs according to the promise. Another fulfillment. The law of Moses was fulfilled when Jesus said, "It is finished." "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. It is finished. The law of Moses has been fulfilled. The law of Moses was nailed to the cross and taken out of the way. Paul wrote, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us," that was the law of Moses, "which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 and verse 17. The law of Moses was removed, and the law of Christ was established. The inspired writer of the book of Hebrews quoted the psalmist who spoke of Christ and his sacrifice for sin. "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first, the law of Moses, that he may establish the second, his law, the law of grace and truth. John 1:17. "By that law we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once for all. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 9 through 12. Note the contrast between the law of Moses and the law of grace and truth. Animal sacrifices were offered by the priests. 2. Animal sacrifices were offered daily. 3. Animal sacrifices were offered repeatedly. And 4. Animal sacrifices can never take away sins. The contrast of Christ's offering is this. 1. Christ offered his body, one sacrifice. 2. Christ offered one sacrifice, one time. 3. Christ offered one sacrifice, one time, for all sins, for all time. It is finished. Christ sacrificed his body on the cross, one time, for all sins, for all time. The law of Moses and animal sacrifice has ceased forever. The new covenant was established by the blood of Jesus. The night our Lord was betrayed, he informed his apostles about the new covenant that he would make. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28. Jesus himself is the mediator of that new covenant. And for this reason, he, Christ, is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 15. Jesus, the Lamb of God, offered his body as a sacrifice and his blood for the forgiveness of sins one time for all men, before and after the cross for all time. What a wonderful, gracious, loving, and sacrificing Savior humanity has. We can all be so thankful. It is finished. Now we are all governed by the new covenant. Death would not stop Jesus from establishing his church. He, Jesus, asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. In this text, the kingdom of heaven and the church is the same. The church and the kingdom is used interchangeably. "Peter, I will build my church," verse 18. "Peter, I will give the keys of the kingdom to you," verse 19. Since the church and the kingdom are the same, if I can determine from the scriptures when the kingdom came, then I can learn the time and date when Jesus established or built his church. Shortly afterwards, Jesus informed his apostles that the kingdom or the church will come with power. Jesus said to his apostles, "I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God present with power." Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. "Some of you standing here with me will not die until I build my church." Jesus promised to establish his church during their lifetime. Don't be led by false teachings that the kingdom is yet in the future and that the Lord is coming back to establish some kind of a kingdom in Jerusalem. That's simply not true. Following his crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus showed himself alive to the apostles and others for a period of 40 days, Acts chapter 1 and verse 3. Just moments before Jesus ascended back to heaven, he promised to send the apostles, the power of the Holy Spirit. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry, or wait, in the city of Jerusalem until you be clothed with power from on high. That power from on high would be the Holy Spirit. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. They worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem. Luke chapter 24, verses 49 through 53. A similar affirmation is in the book of Acts. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Jesus will build his church, which is a kingdom. The church of the kingdom will come with power in the lifetime of some of the apostles. The power will come when the Holy Spirit comes. Jesus is now back in heaven. His apostles have returned to the city of Jerusalem, as the Lord had told them, to await the power from on high. The scriptures reveal that the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, just 50 days after Jesus was crucified. Open your Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them, the apostles, divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The church of the kingdom will come with power in the lifetime of the apostles. The power was to come when the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, A.D. 30, Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, we can accurately conclude that Jesus established his church on the first Pentecost after his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension back into heaven. Christ purchased the church with his blood when he died on the cross. Paul said to the elders of Ephesus, "Shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his blood," Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. The Lord's work on earth is finished. When Jesus uttered his last words on Calvary's cross, "It is finished," he had accomplished the work the Father sent him to do. When he said, "It is finished," he fulfilled the promise to Abraham that God made to bless all nations through Christ. "It is finished." Christ gave his body as a sacrifice and offered his blood one time for all time for all people for the remission of sins. "It is finished." When Christ died on the cross, he fulfilled the law of Moses. "It is finished." When Jesus died on the cross, he took away the law of Moses. "It is finished." When Christ died on the cross, his law of grace and truth was inaugurated. "It is finished." When Christ died on the cross, the new covenant was instituted. "It is finished." When Christ died on the cross, he established his church on the day of Pentecost, A.D. 30. "It is finished." When Christ died on the cross, he purchased the church with his own blood. "It is finished." When Christ died on the cross, he made redemption through his blood available to all who will respond obediently to his instructions. When a penitent believer is immersed in water, baptized, he or she comes in contact with the blood of Jesus, which he shed on the cross in his death. Paul wrote, "All we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him through baptism unto death." Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4 from the American Standard Translation. I'm Wendell Fikes. Thank you for listening. Until this same time next Sunday morning, we bid you a pleasant good day. Blessed assurance.
We hope that you've been encouraged and will continue your study of God's Word. Please join us again as we search the Scriptures so that we may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 2. Please remember that you are cordially invited to come and study God's Word with us at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway to Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard, just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our meeting times are Sunday morning Bible study for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. Our midweek Bible study for all ages is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you have any questions concerning the lesson presented, or would like additional study material or a home Bible study, please visit us at churchofchristwasilla.com or contact us by calling 373-5773. Thank you for listening and searching the Scriptures with us this morning.